Saskatoon, the fervor of Game 1 of the WHL's Eastern Conference Final electrified the 8,973 fans at Saskatoon's SaskTel Center on Friday night. However, the majority left disappointed as the visiting Moose Jaw Warriors orchestrated a thrilling come-from-behind 4-3 overtime victory. The Saskatoon Blades set the tone early, opening the scoring for the 10th consecutive time in as many postseason games. Defenseman Charlie Wright's precision shot found its way through a maze of Warrior defenders, nestling into the net just 3:05 into the first period. Building on their momentum, the Blades extended their lead when Igor Sidorov unleashed a high-slot wrist shot past Warrior goaltender Jackson Unger, merely 1:59 into the second period. Yet, before the cheers could fully subside, Moose Jaw's Braden Schuurman swiftly responded, slashing the lead in half just 14 seconds later. As the second period progressed, the Warriors leveled the score at 2-2 with a crafty tip in by Atlee Calvert in front of the Blades' net. The tension escalated further in the third period when, at the 15:08 mark, Matthew Savoy of Moose Jaw capitalized on an opportunity, sliding the puck past Blades goaltender Evan Gardiner to give the Warriors their first lead of the game, 3-2. However, the resilient home team refused to concede defeat. With just 1:27 remaining in regulation and the Blades' net empty, Igor Sidorov struck again, notching his second goal of the game to knot the score at 3-3, sending the game into overtime. In the nail-biting extra period, Saskatoon native Braden Yeager seized the moment, finding an opening in the Blades' defense and burying the game-winning goal at the 12:34 mark, clinching a 4-3 victory for the Moose Jaw Warriors. As the teams prepare for Game 2 of the Best of 7 Eastern Conference Final on Saturday night at Saskatoon's SaskTel Center, several noteworthy statistics and anecdotes emerge. Quick hitters. Moose Jaw defenseman Denton Matichuk, a first-round draft pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets, showcased his playmaking prowess with 2 assists in the victory. He leads the WHL in postseason points with 21. The Blades' Igor Sidorov, an Anaheim Ducks draft pick, displayed his scoring prowess with 2 goals in the loss. He has 8 goals in his last 3 playoff games. Moose Jaw remains undefeated on the road in the WHL playoffs, boasting a flawless 5-0 record. Saskatoon on home ice is now 4-2 in playoff games at SaskTel Center this season. Braden Yeager's pivotal overtime goal not only secured the win for Moose Jaw but also adds a poignant touch, as his grandfather, Trevor, dedicated over a decade to volunteering as a Saskatoon Blades game day video operator. Moose Jaw maintains a perfect 2-0 record in overtime during the postseason. Saskatoon falls to 2-1 in overtime in the playoffs. Saskatoon Blade forward Easton Armstrong missed the game, sitting out the third game of his 4-game suspension. The game sheet. Moose Jaw Warriors 4, OT, at Saskatoon Blades 3 status. Final OT. Friday, April 26, 2024 SaskTel Center, Saskatoon, SK. Moose Jaw 2-1-1-4. Saskatoon 1-1-1-0-3. First period 1, Saskatoon, Wright 3. Lasowski, Waterott, 3:05. Penalties, Wojciech Port, MJ, high sticking, 7:33. Second period 2, Saskatoon, Sidorov 11. Suzdalov, Siepman, 1:59. 3, Moose Jaw, Schuurman 3, Kovacevic, Matichuk, 2:13. 4, Moose Jaw, Calvert 4, Savoy, Matichuk, 8:04. Penalties, no penalties. Third period 5, Moose Jaw, Savoy 8, McKenzie, Calvert, 15:08. 6, Saskatoon, Sidorov 12, Molendik, Wong, 18:33. Penalties, no penalties. OT period 7, Moose Jaw, Yeager 8, Furkus, Rasavi, 12:34. Penalties, no penalties. Shots on goal Moose Jaw 7, 6, 9, 4, 2, 6. Saskatoon 16753311. Power play opportunities: Moose Jaw 0-0, Saskatoon 0-1. Goalies: Moose Jaw, Unger, 31 shots 28 saves. Saskatoon, Gardner, 26 shots 22 saves. A8973. Referees: Mike Campbell, 89, Ward Pateman, 124, Linesman Sean Dufour, 50, T.